This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, January 21st, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is our Friday 5, our 5 big stories this week. Topic number 5, of course, is Russia and Ukraine. The drumbeats of war continue to beat louder in the corporate media here in the U.S. The neocons taking the lead on this. Case in point, former Deputy Secretary of Defense under President Obama, Evelyn Farkas. Dr. Farkas arguing in Defense One that, quote, now, if Russia prevails again, we will remain stuck in a crisis not just over Ukraine, but about the future of the global order far beyond that country's borders. Left unrestrained, Putin will move swiftly, grab some land, consolidate his gains, and set his sights on the next satellite state in his long game to restore all the pre-1991 borders, the sphere of geographical influence he deems was unjustly stripped from great Russia, end quote. Begs the question, does Russia really want all of Ukraine? I mean, Ukraine, frankly, is kind of a mess. It's a kleptocracy, a bunch of oligarchs ruling the country who are pretty corrupt, if the evidence from Hunter Biden's laptop is any indication. It appears what Russia wants is a land corridor from Russia to the Crimea, which is a breakaway province that is mainly, you know, it's mostly Russian. And frankly, the two eastern breakaway provinces of Ukraine appear to desire being governed by Moscow rather than Kyiv. So anyway, not trying to carry any water from Vladimir Putin here. I'm just trying to see what is the point? What is the game here that's being played? Does Russia really want Ukraine? From what I've read, no, they really don't. Just those parts that would rather be part of Russia, and of course give Russia better access to the Crimean. Farkas describes Putin's ambitions as, and I quote, he wants two new treaties that would prevent NATO from accepting new members, stationing military forces in member states that joined after 1997, most of which are close to Russia's borders, by the way, placing nuclear weapons in members' territory, and embarking on any activity in Central and Eastern Europe and Central Asia, end quote. That's probably correct, probably accurate. But I ask, why wouldn't Putin want those things? I mean, how is it any different from the Monroe Doctrine that we here in the United States have followed for 200 years? Hey, if you come into Central America, Latin America, the Caribbean, South America, there's going to be trouble because that's our backyard. Well, Central and Eastern Europe, Central Asia, that's Russia's backyard. Why do we feel we have the right to tell Russia what they must accept in their own, along their borders? I mean, you know, I was not old enough to remember this, but maybe you are, how we almost went to war with Russia in 1962 over missiles in Cuba, 90 miles away from the Florida coast. How is this different? Anyway, while the neocons, or maybe we should call them neo-libs, since this strain of political thought seems to have come from a bunch of ex-Trotskyists here in the United States, while they're continuing to argue for war with Russia, Russia is staging military drills around the Ukraine, around Ukraine, in Russia and in Belarus, and naval exercises in every body of water that borders Russia. That would include the Mediterranean, the northeastern part of the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific, the North Sea near the British Isles and Scandinavia, and the Sea of Okhotsk near Japan. These drills involve 140 warships, 1,000 pieces of military equipment, 10,000 troops, and 60 aircraft. That's a lot. And that's in addition to the joint maritime exercises in the Persian Gulf with China and Iran. A lot of pieces being moved around on the board here. And when you've got that at the same time as NATO is sending two carrier groups into the Barents Sea, just north of Russia, for the first NATO exercises in the Arctic Circle in 40 years, there's a lot of military hardware in close proximity to one another. I will say again, pray that cooler heads prevail. All this going on while we learned this week that the CIA is training Ukrainian special operations forces at a secret base in the southern United States, training them to wage guerrilla warfare, and a new crop of U.S. special forces, Green Berets, being trained. Their final exam is an exercise in which they are overthrowing an illegitimate government. Just a lot of ominous signs happening right now. And again, pray cooler heads prevail. Now, asked about this Wednesday at his press conference, President Biden said the United States will increase the number of American forces in Eastern NATO members like Romania and Poland if Russia goes into Ukraine. Biden also said that American sanctions against Russia might not be so bad if Putin doesn't go too far. It depends on what he does, Biden said. This response drew criticism from all sides here in the United States and in Ukraine. Reportedly, officials were alarmed at what they saw as Biden giving Putin the green light for a limited invasion to open a land route again from Russia to Crimea. This is a big story. We'll keep an eye on this. Topic number four, supply chain. Empty shelves becoming more common across the United States, even if President Biden pretended that it's not really a thing. According to multiple sources, the time it takes for cargo to move across the Pacific Ocean has more than doubled pre-COVID levels, and those numbers at the time is still increasing. For example, it used to average about 45 days for material to leave a factory in Asia, get on board a ship, and to come over the water, and then leave the port in the United States on the back of a truck. About 45 days, 6 weeks. Now the average time to go from the factory to leaving the port in the United States is 114 days. 114 days, and it is rising. No sign of improvement anytime soon. And prices, as a result of that and printing lots and lots of money and COVID stimmy checks, inflation hitting a 40-year high in December, just make sure you're stocked up on essentials. Don't let just-in-time deliveries that fail leave you without things that you need. Topic number three, the end of the pandemic. Supreme Court stopped the Biden administration this week from enforcing a requirement that large employers, companies with 100 or more employees, make sure they're vaccinated or require them to get testing, although they're still requiring healthcare workers to operate under those vaccine mandates. Meanwhile, we learned last week that the Biden administration is making lists of religious vaccine objectors. They're kind of rolling this out at a small agency in Washington, D.C., the Pretrial Services Agency. And by launching this, a kind of a soft launch at an agency that hardly anyone in the media pays attention to, it appears that they're using it as a stealth test of a policy that it intends to roll out through the whole government. But that said, it appears Wall Street is betting that the pandemic is over. The stock price of Moderna down 36% over the last 30 days. BioNTech, which is Pfizer's partner in the mRNA vaccine, BioNTech stock down 40% over the last month. And that's even with both companies, Pfizer and Moderna, announcing Omicron-specific vaccines by spring. I'll just say again, it used to be before COVID, it would take a new vaccine 5 years minimum of testing before the FDA would approve it. Now they're saying we'll have one out in 90 days. Not in my arm. Bottom line here, it's time to get on with life. Just make sure your immune system has been bolstered. Vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, quercetin, etc. And get down to a healthy weight. You'll be healthier in lots of ways, not just protected against COVID. Topic number two, the culture of death. Some sad statistics this week, disturbing statistics, really, that illustrate where we are as a species in 2022. The number one cause of death last year, abortion. It's been this way for several years now, but 42.6 million abortions in 2021. That is just over 42% of all human deaths in 2021. Far more children terminated in the womb then died from communicable diseases, only 8.2 million from cancer, 5 million from smoking, 3.5 million officially from COVID. Again, 42.6 million abortions worldwide in 2021, the number one cause of death for the human race. Come quickly, Lord. Coming up on the Friday Five, why are Democrats so dictatorial? That's next on 5 and 10.
With the official disclosure of UFOs moving full steam ahead, very few will be prepared for what is coming. The answers are now available in Josh Peck's groundbreaking new Skywatch Films documentary DVD, over 10 years in the making, entitled The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy. Along with Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose on DVD, Rome and the Star God, and the late Chris Putnam's Vatican presentation on DVD, Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection. Josh Peck's new documentary, The Great Delusion, Great Delusion reveals for the first time why the Vatican is in possession of a telescope named the Lucifer Device, why the ancient and mysterious Anasazi suddenly disappeared from the historic record, how alien abductions might be connected to the sixth chapter of the Book of Genesis, whether there is a secret alien-human hybridization program being conducted on Earth right now, if there is a connection between aliens and supernatural entities such as demons and fallen angels, and what we can do to prepare for what's ahead. You'll also see stunning reports on the UFO phenomenon by Dr. Thomas Horn, Josh Peck, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Nick Pope, Chris Putnam, Chuck Misler, and many more. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose, Rome and the Star God, on DVD. Join Dr. Horn for this incredible expose on how the Vatican is not only willing to accept our alien brothers with open arms, but are actually enabling the arrival of the end-time Star God, the Antichrist. But that's not all. We're also including the late Chris Putnam's shocking presentation entitled Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection on DVD, detailing the Vatican's plans to baptize aliens upon their arrival and how contemporary societies will soon look to the aliens to be the saviors of humankind. Sold separately, these items have a retail value of $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Prepare for full disclosure with the Great Delusion special offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one this week on the Friday Five, Democrats apparently support your right to free speech as long as you agree with everything they say. This is being played out in a couple of ways. New poll released by Rasmussen shows that Democrat voters, those who self-identify as Democrats, are all in favor of harsh measures to oppose those or punish those who dare speak out against the efficacy of vaccines. Yes, 48% supporting fines or imprisonment for those who dare speak out against vaccines on social media, radio, TV, or online publications. Even further, 58% supporting fines for those who chosen not to be vaccinated, 59% wanting the unvaccinated to be told that they must stay at home, and 45% supporting locking them up in temporarily in designated facilities being a nice sounding euphemism for concentration camp, apparently, or an internment camp. But this is not COVID specific. This trend has been going on for quite some time now. If you've been paying attention, you've seen that the only thing apparently spreading faster than the Omicron variant in the United States is are calls from Democrats for more restrictions on free speech. Democrats and Democrat-leaning voters have increased their support of government censorship from 40% to 65%, and their support of tech companies censoring online content from 60% to 76% in recent years. Over the last few years, Republican and Republican-leaning adults have moved in the opposite direction, their support for government censorship dropping from 37% to 28%. And support for tech censorship from 48% to 37%. So Democrats insist they're not attacking free speech, just combating disinformation. But disinformation is in the eye of the beholder. And the fact is that the very definition of free speech means allowing other people to say things with which you disagree or things that might offend you. But just bear in mind that these restrictions are no worse than anything the early church had to endure from the Roman Empire or the Sanhedrin in Jerusalem, and yet the early church transformed the world. We were given one job, and our mission is not to win a majority of seats in the next congressional election. It is to make disciples of all nations. Politics is important because that's how our daily lives are governed, but it's not our core mission. We need to keep our eyes on that. Well, SkyWatch TV Magazine, because of supply chain disruptions involving the paper industry, which has just been a shock over the last year or so, especially if you love to read, the idea that there's not enough paper to print is startling, but that is a fact. The cost of what's left out there has skyrocketed, and so SkyWatch TV's magazine is moving to an e-magazine, an electronic format. You can find it at the SkyWatch TV website. It's in the right-hand column there. Just right-click, you download it. It's a PDF document, but it's hot-linked, so you can navigate around inside the document just by tapping or clicking on the article or the ad that you're interested in. Of course, if you're just watching this right now, you can access the magazine by pointing the camera on your phone at the QR code on the screen. Yes, we're going to start making use of QR codes more frequently here. Not just on this program, but on other broadcast shows as well. But SkyWatch TV's e-magazine, it is free, and we encourage you to get hold of it for the articles and also to find out what is upcoming from SkyWatch TV. Again, the QR code or log on to our website, skywatchtv.com. Our friends of the Children's Special Offer is our way of encouraging you to help us complete some construction work at Whispering Ponies Ranch before the 2022 camping season as we welcome children from Royal Family Kids. They work exclusively with children in foster care between the ages of 9 and 11. That is a time in their lives when we can redirect the course of their future by showing them the love of Jesus Christ. We're working on some projects there, a play area and sort of a Knott's Berry Farm type area as well. But we will not go into debt to do it. But your support has made it possible to do what we've done so far. So as an encouragement, the limited edition Defender Family Bible. This is the Defender Bible, which is the King James translation with the expanded Apocrypha, including the Book of Enoch. We will send this to you as our thank you for your gift of $300 or more. In addition to the Bible, you'll get a gift box from Whispering Ponies Ranch and a $100 gift certificate from the SkyWatch TV store to spend any way you choose. For your gift of $1,000 or more, the gift box from Whispering Ponies Ranch, a $300 gift certificate, the Defender Family Bible, and an invitation to tour the ranch. See what you helped build. We'll take a group photo of sponsors and the SkyWatch TV and Whispering Ponies Ranch staffs and an invitation for you to join us for a taping of a program here at the new SkyWatch TV studios. Again, don't miss this opportunity to get this limited edition, beautiful family Bible, large print, which I now appreciate. I've reached that certain age. You'll find out more and you can donate online, skywatchtvstore.com, skywatchtvstore.com, or by calling 844-750-4985. SkyWatchFilms.com. It is a new division of SkyWatch TV. We're producing documentary films that are cutting edge and tackling topics that many ministries may not even be aware of, much less pay attention to. For example, the transhumanist movement, the award-winning film Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here, winner of 2 Telly Awards just a few years ago. That and many others available for as little as $3. Instant access, full HD, stream it live right now. You can also purchase unlimited access as well. You'll find all of our films there, skywatchfilms.com. The SkyWatch TV Tour of Israel, we backed it up a year due to the COVID travel restrictions to Israel right now. We're praying that as the Omicron variant and any subsequent variant becomes weaker and weaker, becomes more like a typical coronavirus, which usually just causes a cold, we will be able to travel again without some of the unacceptable requirements. The good news is that our partners at Lipkin Tours, if you put down a deposit and then we need to reschedule again or we decide to go ahead but there are travel restrictions that you cannot abide, Aaron Lipkin and Lipkin Tours will refund your deposit, so there is no risk to you. You can find out more about the tour, a sample itinerary, and a breakdown of costs at skywatchinisrael.com. Skywatchinisrael.com, the new dates, March 19th through 30th of 2023, and we pray that we see you in the Holy Land. This week on SkyWatch TV, we're talking about the disappearance of the Anasazi. That's an odd bit of pre-Columbian history here in the United States. Pre-Columbus, I guess, would be the better term. Pre-Columbus history here in North America. The Anasazi, who disappeared from the Four Corners area, leaving behind things that they would have needed if they had actually just relocated to somewhere more hospitable. Josh Peck connects that to the UFO phenomenon in discussing his documentary film, The Great Delusion, one of the films available at skywatchfilms.com. That's our broadcast show this week. You'll find our broadcast schedule online, skywatchtv.com/channels. But you set the schedule if you've got the SkyWatch TV app for Roku or Apple TV, or if you've got our free mobile app on your smartphone or tablet. all of our video content, these daily news updates, the weekly broadcast show, Simply His, Return to Eden, the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, Unraveling Revelation, all of that right in the palm of your hand with the SkyWatch TV mobile app, which not only includes the video content, a schedule of upcoming events, but under the news tab, news the mainstream media wants you to miss, and through February, free excerpts of my new book, The Second Coming of Saturn. Again, the mobile app is free. It's available for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. And we have links to the app stores for your convenience posted at skywatchtv.com. Click the link in the top menu bar that says SkyWatch TV app. Thank you for watching as we keep watching. Have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is the Friday Five from SkyWatch TV.